What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over at MarketWatch, they had an interesting article. The headline goes, stay away from Bitcoin and Ethereum. They are complete garbage. And basically, they're going on in there and saying that these cryptocurrencies or cybercurrencies, which are all the rage, they're not really a store of value. When you look at the recent sell-off that shaved 30% of their value in a week, anything that is a store of value, you don't see that kind of dynamic chaos on. It's a token only. There's no inherent value in a cybercurrency, whether it's Bitcoin or the Federal Reserve notes that are living solely inside the bank's computers. A store of value is something that is tangible, that has a worth that is recognized around the world. A gallon of gas, a diamond, silver, gold, and so forth. And that's been one of my concerns about Bitcoin all along, is it can be manipulated. So all of a sudden, I'm scratching my head over this story that out of Investment Watch blog, where Goldman Sachs is now predicting Bitcoin will go to $4,000. And knowing Goldman Sachs' history of less than ethical behavior, such as that deal with Papandreou in Greece that put that whole country into a mess, are they getting ready to do a classic pump and dump? Going to get everybody, oh, it's going up, everybody buy on in, and then they sell out at the top and everybody else gets absolutely nothing. Because a pump and dump scam, very common. Almost as soon as they had a stock market, the speculators were playing pump and dump. Start buying like crazy, start a fever, a trend, get everybody else buying on in, wait for it to peak, then sell out their holdings, and everybody else is left with pieces of paper and not much else. And you need to be careful about that. Wall Street stock trading likes to maintain the illusion that it's got rules and it's on the up and up and it's a very honorable and noble profession, but no, much of it is not. It's very predatory. It's very ruthless. I think about 4 years ago, there was a magazine that actually did an interview, and this was in the wake of the exposure of all kinds of fraudulent behavior, such as Enron, and then what was going on around 2008. And so this magazine interviewed a whole bunch of people working on Wall Street who were very forthcoming. 25% of them said, yeah, of course we cheat. It's the only way we can stay in business. There was that wonderful movie, Inside Job. It came on out, won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Documentary, and then promptly vanished. But I think you can still hunt it on down. And it talks about what happened first in Iceland and then what was going on in New York on Wall Street. And it gives you a really good look at the actual mindset of these traders. And another one, of course, is Leonardo DiCaprio film, Wolf of Wall Street. And as outrageous as that film looks, apparently much of it was pretty much the truth, because it was written from the book by the guy who actually was the Wolf of Wall Street. And remember, when some big trader scores a big score and makes a huge amount of money, it doesn't just appear out of thin air. Somewhere, somebody else paid for it. On these pump and dump scams on publicly traded companies, sometimes the company, which is not part of the pump and dump, can be driven out of business by it. Then there's green mail. That goes on a lot. Now, over in Germany, the IMF has come on in and said, well, the German people need to retire later. They need to save less, and they should be spending more to keep the economy going. Now, when I was a kid, saving was considered a good thing. But here in the U.S., we've even been hearing the same thing. Oh, if you're saving money, you're being selfish. You're being greedy to save your money. You should be spending it out into the economy, where the money junkies can grab it that much more easily. So we're starting to see this all over the globe. You're going to work till you die. Don't bother saving any of your money. Just spend everything that you make to keep the system going a little bit longer. Article that came out of Blacklisted News, working past 70, Americans can't seem to retire. More and more Americans are spending their golden years on the job, and the trend looks likely to continue. And that, too, is another reason why ordinary Americans are looking around at the country and they do not see the possibility of a better future. The American people are dispirited right now. And that's another reason why trying to go to war with a skeptical, dispirited general population behind you is a fool's errand. So let's talk about Obamacare. It's basically in its own death spiral. At least 2 million Americans have ditched the coverage in 2017 because the premiums are going right through the roof. And a good example is the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is proposing a 23% rate increase next year. And a lot of people are just finding it cheaper to take those IRS penalties. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, the Senate Republicans have decided they're going to delay the start of their August recess to try and ram through this health care bill. And apparently there are now some 10 Republicans who are not going to vote for the current package. And they're arguing over things like subsidies and back and forth and who's going to get what money. Democrats are now trying to recruit Republican governors who were able to expand Medicaid in their own states under Obamacare to try and get them to weigh in on the discussion, because the National Governors Association, they're going to be holding their summer meeting in Providence, Rhode Island, later this week, and they could be issuing all kinds of statements on this. But in the end, as I mentioned to that caller earlier, nobody is really talking about the real question, just why and how the cost of medical care in the United States became as sky high as it is, because it is nowhere near this expensive in other countries. We have the most expensive medical care on earth by a huge margin, and it's something like 32nd in quality. And we should be looking at that. Where is all the money going? Is it really going to pay for the medical care, or is it being simply sucked up by these layers and layers of gratuitous administrators who all think the sole purpose of you getting sick is to make them a little bit richer? And a good example of that be out in California, because apparently California was on the verge of actually passing a single-payer system. And analysts had shown it would give everybody in California basic health care, save the state billions of dollars. But the healthcare industry basically started making huge donations into the coffers of the Democratic Party's candidates for the California office. And all of a sudden, the Democrats are saying, nah, we don't need single payer. Obamacare is just fine. Politicians, the finest worms money can buy. All right, let's take a phone call here. Herman in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing okay.
All right. I wanted to expose fake news concerning Cain's wife, the biblical Cain.
Ah, oh, but okay.
Yeah, but in order to do that, I have to finish climate change. Yes, there has often been climate change during the 4 billion, that's with a B, year history of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But in that time frame, there have been 6 advents of mankind on Earth.
That's not what the fossil record shows.
That may be. But biblically speaking, in Genesis 21...
Okay. Herman, I hate to cut you off, but this is not a show about religion, okay?
I'm trying to answer your question about Cain's wife.
It doesn't answer, okay?
Yes, it does.
All right, Herman, we're short on time, and I want to get back to the real world and the real news. So thank you very much for the phone call. All righty, getting on back to the situation. Now, as you know, over at the G20, there was quite a bit of a ruckus with all the protesters, and nobody knows where they came from. Were they being funded? A lot of identically printed signs were out there, so there was some support. German politicians are now demanding a crackdown on left-wing extremists following the G20 riots, saying that Germany's image in the international community has been damaged due to all the violence and rioting in Hamburg. I mean, they burned a Porsche dealership and all kinds of other things like that. Amazingly enough, CNN was reporting that the protests at the G20 were actually peaceful, that everything was all hunky-dory over there. Meanwhile, participants in the G20 protests are complaining that the police crackdown was too extreme. So it just goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Interesting little story coming out of government slaves. Apparently, there's a growing movement, petition drive, if you will, to ask airports and post offices across the U.S. to stop carrying CNN on those TVs. Because it's time to blackball the fake news. Now, we're very lucky. At our local bank, they used to have CNN up there. I guess they got sick of all the lies because now they're running the Travel Channel, which is much more entertaining. So that would be a good thing. Meanwhile, according to CNN's Michael Smirkonish, CNN is still respected worldwide. I wonder if he, like, says that to his reflection in the mirror 10 times before he goes to bed every night. We're still respected. We're still respected. We're still trusted. They still believe us. Apparently, there's another big stink going on up in Germany because of statements made by African Muslim migrants when they get caught doing bad things. They're all coming back and saying, your laws don't apply to me because I am Muslim. And that is not going to help the situation any. And again, I go back to Teddy Roosevelt, and he had this really clear idea. You know, if you are an immigrant to the United States, come on in, you are welcome. Just understand, you are now living in the United States of America, and you are subject to our laws. We have one language. It's called English. And if you're going to come and live in our country, you have to make certain adjustments to the fact that you are now living in this country and not the former one. And one of the biggest reasons this whole New World Order blend all of the Europeans in with the Africans and Middle Easterns has blown up in their face is because of this attitude coming in from the migrants that you have to change your country to look like mine. Well, if you like your country all that much, why did you come here? If you don't like it, the way things are here right now, the proper solution is you go back home. And apparently, as the Syrian war winds down, a lot of Syrians are, in fact, leaving Europe and heading on back to Syria. That's a good thing. But that attitude problem about we're going to come on in and we're going to make your country look like our country, that's not migration. That's invasion and conquest. Now, here's a very bizarre story. This came out of the Express in Great Britain. Terror advice police video urges tourists to run, hide, and tell if they hear gunshots. Like we need the police to tell us that? It's absurd. Instead of making videos, the police ought to go on out and actually get the terrorists. Now, up in Massachusetts, Stephen Hay, a Democrat state representative for Fitchburg, has introduced a bill that will criminalize having a hidden compartment in your car. And he says it's all about fighting the war on drugs and the war on terror, but it doesn't matter what you're using the secret compartment for. You could be keeping your spare cash in there because you're going into a shopping mall and you don't want to carry all your cash with you. It's a good reason to have a secret compartment, but he wants to criminalize it. Everything in the car is visible to the police and to the car thieves. I don't think he's thought this one all the way through, and hopefully it'll get voted down. Okay, so I mentioned earlier in the show, it's just a few days over the anniversary of the murder of Seth Rich. And back then, everybody who questioned the official story was being denounced as kooks and tinfoil hat-wearing crazies, conspiracy wackos. But since then, the Overton window has widened. And more people are saying, yeah, there does seem to be something there. It wasn't a botched robbery. The profiling group came on in and said it looked like it was a professional hit. And again, the leaked emails from the DNC and from Podesta stopped the day that Seth Rich was murdered. Now, as I mentioned before, there's an IT specialist, and he's staying anonymous because he doesn't want to follow Seth Rich. He calls himself the Forensicator, and he came out with a detailed report of the metadata on the leaked DNC emails and demonstrates they could not have been downloaded over an internet because they were copied way, way too fast, meaning that the flash drive holding those files was actually connected to the server where the files were simply copied off. So again, another nail in the Russia hacked the DNC servers. And again, the FBI has requested access to those servers something like 13, 14 times and been refused every single time. It reeks of cover-up. It reeks of assassination. And I think probably most Americans, like myself, are just getting fed up and disgusted with this idea that the rich and powerful can get away with this sort of behavior and nothing ever happens to them. But by golly, if you're hungry and starving and you steal a loaf of bread from the local convenience store, you're going away to jail for a long time. We do not live in a just system. Not when the rich and powerful can get away with what they get away with. We have a two-tier system. Us serfs, us slaves, and the nobility, the celebrities, the political elite, the ultra-rich. And I got to see a little bit of this myself when I was working in Hollywood. And it disgusted me then, it disgusts me now. If you are using the GNU PG crypto library, it has been cracked. Apparently, they found a bug, or maybe it was an NSA backdoor in LibCrypt 20. It has now been patched, and it's being distributed for Debian and Ubuntu. So you may want to update that if you're using GNU PG on your system. Apparently, Hard Rock Hotels have been caught up by the breach of Sabre's Synsix hotel backing booking service that emerged earlier this year. And apparently, they got names, virtual numbers. They're saying personal information like Social Security, passport, or driver's license numbers was not accessed. But apparently, enough data was where they're contacting customers and saying it's time to change passwords. And by the way, it is a good idea to be changing your passwords on a regular basis. And do not use one of those online password savers. That's just ridiculous. Here's an interesting study. Apparently, there was a domestic dispute just outside Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this guy and girl got into an argument. And he asked her, "Did you call the sheriffs?" And Google Home picked up on that and immediately called the sheriffs, and the sheriffs could hear in the background the domestic dispute. And they showed up, much to the surprise of both the people in there. So, got to be careful what you say around those things. They're listening all the time. Yeah, we already talked about that one. Now, the corporate media, of course, is still running with the claims of Russia hacking nuclear plants, even though they admit to zero evidence. You probably saw this a couple of weeks ago. Russia can hack our nuclear power plants. They can blow them all up. They can turn them into bombs. There are so many things wrong with that story. We got a phone call waiting when we come back from the commercial break, and then I'll tell you why this story is utter nonsense. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here from Sovereign Man in Freedom Land. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I've got a lot of things on my mind, but right now I want to focus on this one thing. I received a message. It's an announcement for July 12th. It will be a massive internet-wide day of action to save net neutrality.
Okay.
If that's okay, it's battleforthenet.com.
Can you speak a little closer to the microphone on your phone, because we're having trouble hearing you?
Yeah. Is this any better?
Much better.
No? Okay. The website is battleforthenet.com and /July 12th. Yeah, just wondering if you heard anything about that.
I hadn't heard about this particular event, but obviously the debate over net neutrality continues to rage because the removal of net neutrality allows the corporations that have that net backbone to start charging for premium service rates, to marginalize those who won't cough up the extra money, to outright ban and block traffic that they do not like. Now, the whole principle of net neutrality actually goes back to when the government broke up the original Bell telephone into the regional telephone companies, and it ignited an argument over this idea that how were phone companies going to handle traffic that originated outside their area of business or terminated outside their area of business or both. And it was established at that time the principle of a common carrier, meaning that even though administratively and economically the telephone system was now broken up into parts, it was to be operated as a single homogeneous system where all carriers would carry all traffic equally, and that was called the common carrier principle. So as the internet started to become commercialized, it sort of naturally gravitated to that same idea, that all internet service providers are carrying everybody's traffic equally. But the big players wanted to change that, and they wanted to come up with a system where they could basically have a fast lane for the internet that they would charge premium prices on, and those who couldn't afford the premium prices would be relegated to the slow lane. And even worse, there are no restrictions on just how slow that slow lane can become. And a lot of us are already dealing with the fact that we're paying for high-speed broadband speeds that we do not actually get in our home. And Spectrum is a big abuser like that. They've even been sued by the state of New York. And they're out there saying, we're not throttling, we're not throttling, we're not throttling. And yet, in their own website, it says that load management requires slowing down traffic from time to time. They're just using a different word for it. And the idea is, to maximize their profits, they're not upgrading their equipment or increasing their bandwidth. Like most of these other companies, they're already oversubscribed, which is why they're not able to deliver the service that is being paid for. And so now they just want to be able to say, well, we're going to have a fast service for like the streaming movie companies, and whatever's left over, everybody else can fight over. And it's not going to be good for individuals and small organizations. Basically, they're trying to turn the internet into just another media distribution network, only with a lot more buttons and keys on it. And that's why a lot of people are very upset over the loss of net neutrality.
And fees. And fees. So,
I couldn't hear that.
I said, and more fees.
Oh, of course. It's always about more fees. When a country
Go ahead. I don't know if you've been noticing these, but here in my region, I've been noticing these transponders that are going up underneath the light post on the streets. I believe that they're the 5G network that's going up in the area.
Could very well be.
I don't know. Have you seen those? I mean, they're going to be radiating on the
We're way behind
floor.
The times here. We're way behind the times here in Hawaii. We're still catching up on the 4G.
Yeah. It's interesting. And at the tip of Kauai facing China is a microwave station.
It's a radar. I've been up there. It's a military air defense radar. It's also used for tracking rockets coming out of the Pacific Missile Test Range. Anyway, Sovereign, I need to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're going to step on back to this story where a little while ago, the corporate media was out there saying, Russia could hack our nuclear power plants. And it's already happened once. Now, of course, that one time they say it happened, as it turned out, it was another nothing burger, because they found this malware on a laptop that was not even connected to the systems running this nuclear power station. And they only said it had to be Russia because it had similarities to something that was in Russia. It was a very, very tenuous case. And again, there was no direct connection. So they had to back off that story. Now they're back out here saying Russia could hack our nuclear power plants. They could cause meltdowns. They could turn them into bombs. Well, you can't really turn a nuclear reactor into an atomic bomb because the uranium isn't enriched enough to support a nuclear detonation. That's the first mistake that they've made. Second of all, the computer systems that run critical infrastructure like power plants are not connected to the outside internet. The infecting agent has to be brought in on a flash drive. If you're worried about our nuclear power plants, you should be worried that Stuxnet is still out there in the wild, and that did not come from Russia. This is more of the same thing. Bash Russia, demonize Russia, no matter what it takes. And they're not getting any traction. Maxine Waters is still out there with the claim that 17 intelligence agencies agreed on the Russian hacking, even though the New York Times and the Associated Press were forced to admit it simply was not true, and they retracted the story. Now, the other part that you need to understand is it is impossible to 100% verify the origin of a cyber attack. Cyber criminals are very clever. That's why it's so hard to hunt them down. Moreover than that, the Vault 7 leaks revealed that the CIA had a specialized cyber warfare unit that specialized in false flag cyber attacks, of going on in, wrecking a computer system, and leaving indications that a third party had done it. So you don't know. When something gets hacked, you cannot say with certainty who did it. You just don't know. You simply do not know. Now, talking about selling bad products for the most money here, Intel is out there working around with a new chip, the Pentium G4560, and it is intended for low-end machines. But as it turns out, this chip is actually performing very fast. It features both hyper-threading and has 3 megabytes of L3 cache. And basically, it's $64 chip offering 3.5 gigahertz and 4 threads. It is so powerful at that price, Intel is concerned it's going to pull sales away from their more expensive higher-end chips. So they are going to go in and literally cripple it, make it less effective. They'll change the microcode around to make it time wasteful, energy wasteful, in order to make the Core i3 chip still competitive. Gone are the days where you made the best product you could in order to sell it to the public. Now you make something that's so-so, you fit it into your sales plan. It's amazing here. Apparently, Silicon Valley has been hit with a major wave of sexual harassment allegations. And apparently, is this really an abuse of positions by CEOs and all of a sudden suddenly rich people who are just in love with their own power and wealth? We don't know, but scores of women are coming forward with allegations against high-tech investors, VCs, CEOs, and apparently some people have lost their jobs over this. So it is a huge scandal. By the way, speaking of Silicon Valley, CNN is taking a beating, not just in the ratings, even in the App Store. CNN-related apps are coming up as 1 star. BBC, Fox are both 4 to 5 stars. Now, the rating of 1 star has nothing to do with the quality of the app itself, but the content of CNN's news. Meanwhile, according to an article in Government Slaves, bad reviews of CNN and the CNN app are mysteriously disappearing. They're bringing censorship to the internet. And all that means is we'll find ways around it. Really amazing here. Now, a lot of people are talking about the new digital rights management standard, and security researchers are worried. The new standard is called EME, or Encrypted Media Extensions, and it allows DRM systems to hook directly into your browser. That way, Netflix and other streaming video services can protect their shows and movies without making users install annoying, often insecure plugins like Flash or Silverlight. On that note, it's a win because there are a lot of ways where you can be watching a movie on a browser and make a local recording of it as well. But researchers and open web advocates are saying that by approving this standard, the World Wide Web Consortium is giving major browser developers and content providers too much power over what users and researchers can do. And there are concerns that this will break people, companies, and projects who are in the middle of something and they've got a workflow set up, and all of a sudden it stops working. And that can be a real major issue. I can't even begin to tell you the number of times where I have been working on something for like Claire's Choir, and I'll go on in, and all of a sudden the codec has changed, and I can't do the conversion, and this no longer works. And instead of actually working on the project, I have to go on out and find a new workaround, a new workflow, a new methodology, buy a new piece of software to get back to where I was before it all started. And it is one of the things that really has turned modern computers away from being productivity enhancers to productivity limiters. Back in Los Angeles, when I was still working in computer animation, one of the companies that was there, Digital Domain, they're still in business, by the way, they had an ironclad rule. All software versions and everything were locked down at the start of a production, and anybody who made any changes, any updates to their computer during the production, that was a firing offense because of the possibility a new upgrade or change could break the workflow. And it had happened to other companies. It had happened to other companies I knew about. We even had that problem when I was out here working on Final Fantasy, where we were working with a very early version of Maya that just had problem after problem after problem. And we would be sent a new version that would fix the problem we reported, only to see that there was another problem that brought our production to a halt. We actually lost an entire production year. Our release date had to be slid back by an entire year because of all these software issues. Now, to be fair and just, Maya today is very robust. And if you are a computer animator, I recommend it highly. It's certainly a lot easier to install than 3D Studio Max, which I have a legal licensed copy of, and I've never been able to get it to install on Windows 7. And everybody points fingers at each other, and 3D Studio Max is out there saying, well, you need the new paid-for bi-monthly ultra new version. Why do you want to play with that old permanent license one? But Maya is actually very, very good for that. Now, as you know, part of the perks that come along with being the vice president is being the head of NASA, not directly, not the NASA administrator, but basically being delegated as in charge of the space program. So Vice President Pence is now making the visits to the various NASA centers, meeting with NASA leadership to find out what they want, what they think they need. There was a moment where Mike Pence was touching a piece of space gear that had a do not touch sign on it, and the Twitterverse erupted, oh, Mike Pence, he's ruined the spacecraft. And NASA came out and said, no, it was okay. It's okay. The sign is there to keep the tourists from misbehaving and breaking off pieces for souvenirs, which actually did happen at some of the museums and things here. But Mike Pence is reiterating the promise to return to the moon and an eventual manned Mars mission. And I am fully on board with those objectives, not because we need to go back to the moon and that I want to see the flag of the United States of America fluttering over the plains of Mars, but because we all need to remember that tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s that was so good for our entire economy. Those were good times. It was all created in the technological fallout from the Apollo mission to the moon. And if we're going to bring the jobs back, the high-paying jobs back, if we're going to regain our supremacy in manufacturing, we can't compete with the rest of the world with the same technology we already let them have, foolishly. We must leapfrog ahead to new technologies, new materials, new products, and we need a civilian technology incubator with which to do that. And that's what the space program's true value to America is. It creates these new technologies, new industries, and new jobs. We saw it happen before. It can happen again. Now, yes, the military fund a lot of technology incubators, but they hang on to their stuff until it's so obsolete it cannot be commercially exploited. By the time it finally comes on out, the world has gone past them. So, yes, let us go back to the moon. Let us start to build our transit system into orbit again. Get that back. Let's go to Mars. Because along the way, we're going to find the path to reviving America's manufacturing. And that's the missing component. We don't have that right now. We will never regain our manufacturing superiority competing with other nations for what is being made today. Our corporate culture was very foolish in just letting that go to these other countries, and we're not going to get it back. Those other countries won't be that stupid. Michael Crichton actually wrote a book that talked about this called Airframe, and was never made into a movie, and I can understand why, because it talks about the aviation industry. But behind all of that was a cautionary tale about the dangers of globalism and how it was ultimately going to be bad for American companies. As they leveled the playing field, being that we were on the high ground, we would have to be pushed down, which is exactly what has happened since then. I admire Michael Crichton. He's one of those people who, when he reached a certain amount of wealth, he started using his art for socially constructive purposes. George Carlin was another. Once past a certain point, he was going to tell the truth as he saw it. Admire him hugely. Now, in 2 weeks, Russia is going to launch a new satellite. It is a very small satellite, roughly the size of a loaf of bread. It's a CubeSat. And they're going to launch it on a Soyuz 2 vehicle. But here's where it's going to be interesting. It's unfurling a giant pyramid-shaped solar reflector. And it's apparently a technology demonstration to test how to break satellites in orbit and deorbit them using the solar wind. And while it is up there, it will be the brightest object in orbit. It'll outshine the International Space Station. So that's going to be kind of exciting to look at. So good for the Russians on that one. And yeah, that's a good use for a solar sail to bring down space junk. Space junk's becoming a big, big problem, and somebody has to solve it. Now, newer satellites by treaty do carry with them the means to deorbit and get out of the way of what's coming in the future. Unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff up there from before that agreement that it's dead, abandoned boosters, things that got lost. Ed White's outer glove is still up there someplace. And sooner or later, there's going to have to be a garbage collection service up there. And of course, this gets into the issue of the idea of allowing our ground wars to be carried out in orbit, because we could turn near Earth space into an orbital shrapnel field, which will make it impossible for any further spaceflight, commercialization of space, or exploration. We could literally entrap ourselves on our planet with all that debris racing overhead. One of the things that should alarm us all is that the planners for war never think about what's going to happen after the war is over. It's all victory or death. We will win, and then somebody else will clean up the mess. And boy, the messes are accumulating. Got them here in Hawaii. We got scrapped munitions, big piles on the ocean floor. It's marked on the maritime charts. No drag fishing here. You might bring up something you don't want. War in orbit would be more of the same. Looks good on paper. It certainly worked us to help defeat the enemy, but oh, gee whiz, there's a problem up there. I remember in the very early days of passive radio reflection from space, they actually floated an idea. This was about the time they were putting up the Echo series of passive reflector balloons, and they were very bright also. They actually proposed literally giving the Earth a Saturn-like ring of these wire needles. Fortunately, that idea was not allowed to go forward for the concerns I have just now shared with you. But again, the military, they get some strange ideas. Did you ever wonder why John F. Kennedy, when he talked about going to the moon, I would say to make it this mission before this decade about of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth? And he always put that in there because the Pentagon had actually suggested the idea, in order to beat the Russians to the moon, of making it a one-way trip with a pilot who volunteered for a suicide mission. We're going to put him on the moon, and yeah, he's going to die there, but at least we beat the Russians. And the Pentagon actually thought this idea was going to fly. And that's why Kennedy always had that thing, return him safely to the Earth. We are not going to go with a halfway trip or a one-way trip. Been a yet another study. This is being reported over in VacTruth.com. Another study warning of the dangers of multiple vaccinations. That's where you take your kid on in and they get several shots all at the same time. And looking at the data that is being brought in from the vaccine incident tracking system, they're discovering that kids who get three or more vaccines at the same time have a much higher chance of winding up in the hospital with adverse reactions. And in some areas now, the triple vaccine, the MMR, they've stopped offering the single shots. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well,
We won't say we did. The talented.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And sometimes political correctness can go way, way too far here. And I'm looking at this story, a gentleman by the name of Cloud Davidson. And when he was a kid, he used to come to Hawaii every summer because his uncle, aunt, and cousins lived down on the Big Island near a place called Hapuna Beach. And so when Davidson grew up and he was living in Oregon, he opened a restaurant called the Hapuna Kahuna Tiki Bar and Kitchen, and was all part of his family, and his background was a part of his childhood, and he didn't think there was going to be anything wrong. But apparently he came under attack with accusations of cultural appropriation. Oh, he's appropriating the culture of the Hawaiians. How dare he do that? And it resulted in his bar going out of business from all the negative publicity. Well, there's no reason that you have to have this idea that only Mexicans can have a Mexican restaurant or only Italians can have pizza parlors. That's just plain silly. And I want to share a little insight with you. These Hawaii-themed places on the mainland help stimulate tourism to Hawaii. A lot of people come to visit in Hawaii. They got excited about Hawaii because they saw the Tiki Room at Walt Disney. Or if they're a little bit older, there was a place called the Tiki's in Monterey Park. And it was really overblown. It was a big restaurant. And it was a big Polynesian floor show. And they had the fire dances and the hula girls. And it was tiki-tacky. It was actually so bad it became the stuff of legends. And I actually worked there briefly as a magician and a DJ when I was working my way through college. But people got excited by the experience and said, I want to see what the real Hawaii is like. And it was actually stimulating tourism. And now there's this warpath. You can't culturally appropriate other people's stuff. We're bringing them in as refugees and migrants. I really do think it is kind of nonsensical. Apparently, an 81-year-old imam has been jailed for sexually assaulting girls in a Welsh mosque. Wow, at 81, that's amazing. He's been thrown into jail for 13 years, which I think amounts to a life sentence. Was assaulting young girls during Quran lessons, and he was found guilty of 6 counts of indecent assault. And I'm reporting this for all of you who think I only pick on the Catholics on such things. No, I calls them as I see them. Apparently, there's been a bit of a whoopsie embarrassment. Apparently, back in March, police pulled this individual over for driving without headlights. Inspecting his car, they found powder on the floor and seats of the car. They had their canine unit smell it. The dog indicated positive for cocaine, and this guy spent 90 days in jail before somebody actually got around to testing the powder in a laboratory and found out it was drywall powder from his day job as a drywall installer. These use of dogs are flawed. The dogs are usually responding to sometimes unconscious cues by their handlers. They're not accurate. This is a good example of that. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. Take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. We have to keep pushing back against the corporate fake news while we still can. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.